Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Now, jumping back to that topic at the start of the show, we were talking about why don't people dress up to go out anymore, and this kind of extreme informality in terms of dress that now dominates our public spaces, and it's been brewing for a couple of years. And you heard the critic in the New York Times was talking that it's a broader cultural shift and that people can wear whatever they want now. Well, I'm joined by a man who's known for his style, Noel Cunningham. He's ambassador for Harvey's Point and has also written a book on etiquette, so he must know things about this. Good morning, Noel.
A very good morning to you, and how are you, Oliver?
Very, very well.
And good morning to your listeners.
Oh, thanks so much. I'd say you are appalled by this appalling dressing down around the country.
I get kind of excited about this because we don't talk enough about it. There is this generally held impression that dressing up or showing respect for our hosts or those with whom we're dining or the person I'm actually inviting to dinner or going to a funeral or going to a church service, etc., etc., that it's no longer required to make any effort whatsoever. And I'm afraid us males tend to actually be the greater offenders. The girls will make some effort and in some cases a lot of effort, but the boys are impossible.
You've noticed this particularly on Valentine's Day, I believe, Noel.
Well, to be honest, I was out at the weekend on two occasions as a guest, and I thought, my goodness, if that guy is trying to make an impression on Valentine's Day with his girlfriend, he's going to get the red card. Because, I mean, I saw so many people that were just in jeans or hoodies or T-shirts. You know, really, really, not just badly presented, really badly presented. And I thought, oh my God, you know, no respect for the people in the restaurants or in the hotel. It was just kind of horrible. And now, remember, we're kind of over-egging it a little bit, you know, because a lot of people do make...
Nobody would ever accuse you of being over the top. But a hoodie on Valentine's Day. I mean, we have to take a stand somewhere.
Absolutely. I just have this sort of thing in my heart that it's all about respect for ourselves. And, you know, the extraordinary thing is, ask anyone, if you make a real effort, it's like going to the hairdresser or dressing up or buying something new and putting it on and going out for an evening. It makes you feel better. Your confidence is better. You're ready to take on the world. You're ready to conquer. You know, instead of slinking in, aware all of a sudden when you walk in the door of that beautiful restaurant that, oh, sugar, I'm wearing dirty jeans. I'm a wee bit out of place. Well, tough, why didn't you think of that before you came out? You know, so it's does a power of good for our confidence.
Do you think, though, the person in the hoodie might consider a shirt and tie the most uncomfortable thing in the world, and they'd lose all their confidence walking into a restaurant, and that's why they're in the hoodie, and maybe they spent a lot of time picking out the hoodie because they have 75 hoodies at home? Would you make an allowance?
I don't buy that at all.
No.
I don't buy that at all, because there are so many. Walk down the high street, walk down Grafton Street, walk down any shopping area in any of our lovely towns or cities. There is such a selection of beautiful casual gear that you can look dressed in and look really well turned out in, you know, without having to revert to the old uniform of the hoodie that you wore yesterday and the pair of jeans. You know, there's just no excuse. I'm sorry.
I suppose there has to be a demarcation between one kind of vibe of the day versus the other. Come here, Noel, do you ever dress down at all yourself? Because you're usually, when I see you in a suit...
I do.
You do, okay. I have been known
to wear those jeans and a hoodie, but they would be under a beautiful McGee coat and a gorgeous cashmere scarf as I went to the local funeral. A good coat covers a multitude. Because, yes, of course I dress down. There are time and place for everything. And if I'm going shopping on Saturday morning, you know, I don't have to put on my sort of uniform of bow tie, sort of loud suit and shirt. I can sort of dress down and thoroughly enjoy it. But on Saturday evening, when I was invited as a guest, I'm going to make an effort to present, to look and to feel better.
You know, I'm just thinking about youngsters who go to horse racing. I don't know if you go to the horse yourself. They do tend to dress up quite a bit. Oh, there's obviously some kind of alert going on there that someone's been spotted in a hoodie in the background.
That's the train. Sorry, can you still hear me?
I can indeed, Noel. We'd always hear you.
Very good.
I was talking about that sometimes youngsters do dress up the odd time. You're at a train station there, are you? Are people dressed? Noel, can you tell us what's going on? Are people dressed for travel in this beautiful...
Well, you know, I just spoke to two beautiful ladies who are off to Cork for the day shopping, and I made the point, and you look so glamorous. You look absolutely gorgeous. The hair was done. The clothes were perfect. The handbags, the shoes matched. I thought that's the way to do it. The lipstick on. Just gorgeous.
And you gave them a compliment. That was a risky manoeuvre.
I certainly did. Very important.
Oh, very good. Although they probably went away going, what a very judgmental man. What is he saying to the people he's not complimenting? But Noel, never change. Never change. We need you to be the referee of etiquette in the world, so we'll come back to you as these styles change over time. Be safe on the train.
I insist on stopping people anywhere I go and saying, you know what? You look absolutely super. Some of the guys look at me kind of funny, but I think, so what? They'll be delighted deep down.
Excellent. It's yourself and Francis Brennan keeping the country right and proper.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much. Noel, good luck and safe travels.
God bless. Sorry about the noise.
Don't worry.